you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
We can't wait for this show to return. Hard Quiz returns tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC and, of course, ABC iView. Tom Gleeson is here, guys. He's a Gold Logie winner.
Yes, he is. The big dog's in the house.
I am a winner. I am a big winner.
You are. And your speech, as I was just saying off air, was one of the greatest speeches of all time. For someone to get up there and pot everything and everyone, God, I was proud.
Oh, thanks, Feb. Well, my primary obligation is to be entertaining. That's what I was there for. And see, for me, a lot of people at TV awards, they get a bit confused. Some people said they found my speech offensive. You know what I find offensive? People getting up there and going, oh, I haven't thought of anything to say. What am I going to say? You work in the media. You're supposed to have something to say. So if you get a shot, you've got to take it.
Mate, you've got to take it and roll with it and run with it, and you did. And there was someone that was, you know, you're a winner. But there were some sore losers in the room, wasn't there?
Yeah, well.
Amanda Keller.
Well, Tracy Grimshaw got upset and she went on a current affair and she had a big whinge, right? Yeah. She said
Did she have a hard chat?
Well, she said my speech was graceless. Now, last time I watched a current affair, I wouldn't describe it as graceful. And the other thing is she got upset and then on the current affair's Facebook page, they had a poll. Tom Gleeson, is he a hero or is he a villain? You know what they voted? I'm a hero.
Yay!
According to Tracy Grimshaw's own viewers, I'm a hero. So, Tracy, if you're listening, get in touch with your audience.
Yes!
Whack! I love this.
Anyone else? Amanda Keller. I mentioned her. You glossed over that.
Well, I love Amanda Keller. I think that she's fantastic. Yeah. I think she's wonderful.
Yeah. She is wonderful.
Yeah.
For a 7:30.
She's a very deserving winner, but I'm just a little bit more deserving.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is so good.
Evie won a Logie, didn't you, Evie?
Yeah, I've won four, but they weren't gold.
What? Really? What'd you win for?
Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You won for Gogglebox and you beat Hard Quiz, even though my show was inside your show. I won that for you, Evie.
You did.
I think the episode that you featured Hard Quiz rated particularly well.
I think that the Indian cricketer was the one that won us a Logie.
That's right. I think he got you over the line.
Tasia,
that's his name.
How does it feel to be great when people like Evie Jones? Oh, I've won a Logie. I've won gold.
Yeah, I've only won one. The gold.
Just quickly, Tom, you obviously do get around other shows. The focus is obviously Hard Quiz tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC. Yes. Did you get the chance to see Fev strip last night on the All-New Monty?
Oh, I didn't get to see it, but I'm going to have to look it up on YouTube. Were you pixelated or did you just go out live?
No, you know, like how you talk about back in the old days where the TV just stopped.
Oh,
and you know the SBS comes out as that was the test put over my package.
Do they put a test pattern over your package? Really?
And there was no one knew what to do because there's no other stations going.
Really, your package just closed the station.
End of TV forever.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks
forever.
For watching.
Now we did it for a great cause,
yes,
and
of course.
There was some great. John Wood, he's a Gold Logie winner.
Did he live up to his surname?
No.
Come on. Pay attention.
It was called Little Woody. there was no big Woodies there.
Okay.
But he was very good. Now, it was for a great cause. Yes. And we're just seeing, maybe, would you do it next year?
If you would I do it? If you Shane asked Jagerson, me to do it next year?
No, I'm not. I've got nothing to do with the show anymore. But I'm saying, would you do it?
Yeah.
Get your kid off.
Well, I don't know. I'm very red down there. Yes. I mean, not like that hair.
Yeah.
I mean the hair.
It's manscape.
Yeah, do you have to manscape?
Yeah, a bit of manscaping.
They give you a fake tan.
They give you a fake tan.
They give me a fake tan. Because they've got to give me a bit of body wash because I'm very, very white.
Yeah.
Like I would, if I took my shirt off, I'd blow out the cameras. I'd ruin their aperture.
If you did do it, who would you want to do it with?
Can it be a woman?
There he is, Tom Gleeson. Make sure you watch him tonight, 8 p.m. on the ABC. It's Hard Quiz.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
This guy, we love when he joins us. It doesn't happen enough. The Block returns this Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Scotty Cam is in the house, guys.
Yes, it happens every time the Block comes around, Byron.
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you only hang out here to promote your show?
You'd never invite me on other times, you see. You know what? I've been out the front of many times ringing and said, tell Byron, he knows me, I'm a mate of his.
Oh, you can't get in.
No, I can't get in. They won't put the lift up. No.
Sorry, mate.
Scotty, I can say right now, anytime you want to come in, you come on in.
Thank you.
There you go. There's an invitation.
Do you have the power?
No.
No one's got any power. Fee's at home and she's got all the power. Now, the block is, this is a great stat. Over the, since 2003, Channel 9 has distributed $20 million to contestants, making The Block Australia's richest reality program. Does that make you Australia's richest reality host?
Well, it makes me the most generous reality host. That's what it makes me.
Biggest giver.
$20 million we've given away.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Go on The Block. I'm telling you. Get on there. You can win $500,000.
Jeez.
Well, the prize is $100,000, but... You know, anything above reserves yours as well.
But you are the show. And I know recently, I know it's a different network, but I know that the MasterChef judges sort of did a bit of a negotiation. It didn't quite... I mean, you could command top dollar, surely.
Yeah. Of course, mate.
And I do.
And I do.
Now, the people do love you, Scotty. We play a game every day from 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock called Alpha Bucks.
Yep.
Someone rings up, you get 10 topics, you got 30 seconds, you get all 10 right, you win $10,000.
Right.
So the letter for this day was S.
Yeah.
And this happened.
Something hot.
Got
canned. Oh,
and straight away. Could have been anything.
I could have said saucepan. I mean, sauce.
Just got canned.
She want to go down to OPSM and pick out the biggest Labrador she can find. Poor girl. Sight impaired.
Evie, Scotty is massive everywhere, not just with our Alpha Bucks contestants.
Yeah, no, I saw Rebel Wilson was in one of the houses. Who was it? Jess and...
Norm's.
Norm's house.
This was off
on her,
Instagram.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah, I did.
Hey, guys. Not sure if there's any Block fans, but guess where I am? Norm and Jess's apartment. Yes, I loved you guys on the show. Great job in the apartment. I loved sleeping in the master bedroom.
Wow, I haven't heard that.
Wow,
Rebel Wilson, homeless.
She had a big court case.
Yeah, sure. And then she won all the money, and then they took it off.
Yeah, they took it off because she already spent it. Now she's stuffed.
Sure.
Is that normal? Is that normal for your show? Like the celebrities that watch it, they maybe hit you up and say, "I love the show, Scotty." I mean, she's a huge name. She loves it.
Well, she is a huge name, but we've got lots of Aussie radio people and TV people come by, and we take them through. Feb's been on it with the missus.
We cooked dinner.
Yeah,
we drank about 15 pots.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Pretty standard for Fev and I. Just another night at work.
Just another night at work. Everyone else is doing work. We're getting pissed. It was awesome. Now, mate, you got the new blockheads this year, and I've been seeing the ads. Do you get a bit fiery with a couple of the contestants?
Yeah, there's a few lippy ones there, mate. And, less lippy, more chippy is what I say. And arguing with me.
No.
About carpentry.
That's not good.
Please.
Did you put them in their place?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we've had to bleep a few things out.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, yeah. Went hard this year. Well, you know, it was a big one. It was a really big block. It was a hard block. And, 50,000 people apply to be on the show.
Wow.
You're here. So get stuck into
Stop
it.
Stop whinging.
Or get out.
Yes, right.
That's what I say.
Don't want to hear about the labour pains. Just show me the baby. Get working.
And, I make the rules, not you.
Oh,
yes. Do as I say.
Whoa.
Did you turn around and say, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining and get to work?
Don't promise me the world and give me an atlas.
There he goes. That's how he runs the show. Scotty Cam, we love when he's here. The Block returns this Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Channel 9. Gee, he's very grumpy today. He's almost scary.
No, I'm good now.
He's good.
Yeah.
So who do you fight with? I want to know. I reckon it'd be Mitch and Mark.
I have a few blues with Mitch and Mark.
There we go.
I have a few blues with Jesse.
Ooh, Jesse, yeah.
I have a couple of blues with Luke and Tess.
Yeah, Luke and Tess, the Queenslanders.
Basically everybody.
Because there was only two couples left.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Talking about chili, as in cold, Evie Jones. There's a great show, and I've watched nearly, I think, both seasons and the season 2 and the season 3 and the season 4 of H2O Just Add Water. It's a great kids show. It's on Nickelodeon. My girls love it. Like Lulu was obsessed when she was younger. Have you seen it? It's a great show. Yeah, have you seen it? Yes.
It is a great show. The only thing I have a problem with is H2O Just Add Water. That says water. Just add water.
Very good point.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, not the point.
So it's all about three young girls who they did a magic trick and it involved a full moon and a volcano and they end up turning into mermaids. So anytime they come around or make contact with water, they turn into mermaids, but they live a normal life. It's like Home and Away.
Yes, but that's it. Yeah, it's a great show.
It's a great show. Anyway, it's been going since early 2000s, like 2006, 2007. And just played on Foxtel and
so good.
And I think it was on ABC. Yeah.
Aussie show.
And now
employing a lot of Aussies.
Yes, they are. But now it's been picked up by Netflix. So it's gone all around the world, from Iceland to Korea and now America. And in America, they've gone nuts. They think this is
love
a great
Australia. Yeah,
they love Australia. They think this is one of the greatest shows of all time. But the problem is they won't stop mocking us. They won't stop mocking our accents. And this is a little segment that we all love to call Accents Real or Fake. These are some of the Americans ripping off Ricky, Emma and Cleo, which are the three teenagers.
Cleo, no, it's water. You're going to turn into a mermaid.
I like this. This one's good.
Cleo, Emma. Oh, no, I've got to get to the water. That was the close one.
And then this one barely makes sense.
Cleo, no, I'm on my mind, Cleo.
Anyway.
I'm my mind.
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Or fake.
Well, what a great excuse to play our favourite game, Accents Real or Fake. Opening the lines right now, 13, 10, 60. You either just talk in your natural accent and just have a chat with us, or you put on an accent and you guys are going to try and guess, right?
Yes, one of the favourite games, Evie Jones, 13, 10, 60. Like last week, we had a Russian.
Duh.
Yep.
That was a fake Russian.
Sucked
that
us
was
in.
Funny. No, yeah, he didn't suck us
in. Yeah, the
but
Englishman, there was
the
an
American
Irishman,
did.
American. I picked the American.
You did. Okay.
But I went with you.
Yeah.
You threw me off the scent.
131060 is our number. So call right now. Either just
Do
talk.
We really sound like that in America?
Oh, we sound, yeah,
you're American.
We sound exactly like this.
No, I'm on my mind.
For sure.
Because you're American. Like, do I sound like that when I'm on the radio?
Yeah, you sound like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Cleo, I'm
131060, call now.
Need an Ed Sheeran.
Either in your natural accent or put on an accent. We'll play next.
101.9 The Fox.
There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Or fake.
You know how it works, you just call us and you either put on an accent or you just speak in your natural accent and we've got to guess if it's real or fake. Evie and Feb will be taking the guesses here. Now there is a nationality that runs through all three of these calls.
They must have been listening to my live read before, Byron, about the flights.
Flight Centre for
$206. And the reason we play this game today is because H2O Just Add Water has gone viral over in America 13 years after its release date in Australia. But they've been mocking our accents. Something like this, Byron, which sounds very Kiwi.
Cleo, Emma. Oh, no, I've got to get to the water. That was the close one.
Okay, so that's an American. That's an American trying to sound Australian. Now, if they called us right now, we'd say that's
fake.
Clearly fake.
Now, we've got Rocky from Prahran. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you from, bro?
I'm from New Zealand.
Yeah? Whereabouts?
Wellington.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No, you're not.
I've never been to New Zealand. Is it a beautiful place?
It is. It's remarkable, you know.
That drifted. I don't know. What are you thinking, Evie?
I'm going to say fake.
Is it fake, Rocky?
No, it's real.
Oh!
Got him.
Wow.
You've been living here a while then?
6 months.
Oh, that's that not long.
What are we going to say?
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah, you should have said, what's your favourite number between 5 and 7?
Sucks.
Damn. All right.
Well done, Rocky. Well done. Cheryl from Wyndon Vale. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh,
very well.
God.
Very well. What's happening?
I go down to the local dairy and I get 66 fish and chips every day.
Surely not.
Nah, you're fake.
Nah, you're fake. Are we right?
No, I'm a Kiwi.
Oh, stop it, everybody.
I thought she was real.
What's happening is Kiwis are calling and putting on a fake Kiwi accent.
Yeah, that's what they did.
They're throwing
that's
us.
That's not part of the game.
This
I start asking questions.
This is not right.
Hey, Lockie from Geelong. No, that's not
what
Kiwi.
Was that?
I don't know. Was
that a South African?
No, maybe.
I think he was trying to be a Māori.
I was just trying.
Oh, gee, I hope not.
I was a cross terrier.
Like Kia ora.
A cross terrier?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a half
Kia ora, Lockie.
Half Kiwi.
Here's Lockie.
Hey, Fizz.
Hey.
You got a rivalry dating back to Old Zealand.
Hey, bro. Where are you from, eh?
I'm from Christchurch, cuzzy.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Cuz 66 sucks.
I love the number 6. We go down to the local fish and chip shop, and then me and the bros, we get our fish and chips, and we go down to the park, eh?
Hey, yeah, bro. Me and Sonny yeah, Bill there.
Is this happening?
He likes to play footy. I play rugby every now and then.
I reckon he's real, but I reckon he's fake. Oh, I just hate this game.
Make a decision, Evie.
I say fake.
We're going to say fake. Now, Lockie from
Geelong. I hope he's real because that was really bad if it wasn't.
Please say you're real.
I'm fake, mate.
Hey! There we go.
So, Lockie and I just pretty much mocked all of New Zealand.
1019 The Fox. We were talking yesterday about this cruise ship last week where a massive brawl broke out. It was a British, I'm quite surprised that it wasn't Australian. There was a brawl that broke out and left several people injured. Mm. Okay, so the guy that started the brawl, he did it because he'd specifically booked a cruise with no fancy dress. Okay? Some guy has come out dressed as a clown.
Very funny, mate. And what happened to that guy?
Well, he got smashed.
Banged.
Yeah. But I'm going to, look, can I just say, clowns are scary. Clowns are not fun. Clowns should not be for fun. Clowns are no clown.
Okay.
Yeah, clowns are scary. I watched a show on Netflix the other day, and it's called The Money Heist, and they're robbing a bank, and they've got some, like, painter's mask on.
Pagliacci mask.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, this is not a scary mask. And the guy sat there, they were analysing the different sort of masks. So if you go rob a bank and you had a clown mask on, people go, psycho.
That would frighten
That'll
you.
That'll frighten you. But with a painter's mask, he's like, he's not going to kill me.
Do you remember? Like,
it's still a guy in a mask robbing a bank. It's petrifying.
But they're nicer. But if you've got a clown on
nice bank robber.
No, because clowns are creepy.
Clowns are creepy.
Okay, no,
fair
enough.
If a guy came here and said, give me all your money, had like a painter's mask on, I'd be like, mate, he's not going to kill me. Right, I'd be a hero.
Yeah, hero.
But if he had a clown mask on, I'd be like, take it. There's my keys.
So when you put it that way.
He puts on a happy clown mask and does bad things. What about
You sound like Rodney Rood.
Yeah, he did. A couple of years ago, there was clowns like on the side. People were dressing up as clowns on the side of the road. They were chasing people. And that,
I remember that.
They were terrorizing.
They were running up to cars.
I'm glad that trend is not hot anymore.
It became a big trend around the world. People started
doing it, yeah.
Okay. Look, it's an interesting one. And I know Fev has worked very hard. Normally Leon does our jingles. We're going to have a fun little phone
in
here.
His voice is still cooked from Glastonbury.
Yeah, he can't sing at the moment, which is it's a setback for our show because his jingles are really the backbone of our show. Mm. But anyway, Fev has stepped in. This is a little segment that we call
Taking Over.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Can we hear it again?
Play that again. That was gold. That's an acro.
Wow, okay. Leon, get well soon.
No, wait,
that was awful.
131060. Call us right now with your clown encounters. All right, I'll play it one more time.
Hallelujah.
Don't do it live. We've already said. Okay. 131060. If you've had a clown encounter, a petrifying clown. Don't snort. A petrifying clown encounter. Please give us a call. The phone's not exactly flying right now, but I'm sure they'll come through. 131060 with your petrifying clown encounters. Right. Right here on The Fox.
No one likes a clown. 1019.
The Fox. The Fox. It's time for clown encounters. Okay, there we go. Thank you for your jingle there, Fev.
Clowns are bloody scary, Byron.
He's worked on this for a long time. It's on the back, of course, of the chilling clown-based brawl on a cruise ship. That was a petrifying story, wasn't it?
It was petrifying because it was at the buffet. And when you go to a buffet, you want to eat. You want to relax. You don't want to be fighting people off with plates and dinner forks.
If anyone gets in the way of me in a buffet, I tell you what...
There's no clowning around, is
there? No clowning around.
So this was a party clown that caused a brawl, but clowns are scaring everyone everywhere.
They are. Kate from Bayswater. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, guys.
Have you had an encounter with a scary clown?
I have. I'm petrified of clowns. And one day I was driving along, minding my own business, stopped at a light, and I looked in my rear vision mirror, and I saw a clown with full face of makeup, the wig, everything, just grinning at me from the driver's seat of the car behind me.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I had to pull over into a servo. I was so panicked.
What's
awful.
With your clown being so scared, is there something that happened when you were a kid or can you remember?
There's not really anything that happened. Just my auntie loved clowns and she used to have a lot of clown statues around her house.
That's creepy. Yep.
Do you know what I think it is? It's when you're a child and someone gives you a clown and in the middle of the night you wake up and you just see this weird half-dark half light clown.
But Byron's not
frightening.
Scary.
What? Like what are you implying?
If you were laying next to you and you woke up, you're like, oh.
I'm not dressed as a party. I don't understand. I'm not dressed as a party clown. I don't even get what you're saying.
Well, if we gave you frizzy hair, you'd be nearly look like your mouth got that little.
It's got that little hair.
That's weird when you made that sound.
Layla from Essendon. Good morning, Layla.
Good morning. How are we?
We're good. You scared of clowns?
Shit scared.
Oh, okay, Layla. Yeah. We'll let that slip. But one more of those and we're dumping you.
Okay, then. Yep.
Okay, so what's your story?
Okay, so I was at school and one of my friends were outside and then this clown started following them. And they ran into school and we all went under lockdown.
Oh, my. That is a petrifying story.
What happened to the clown?
Criminal offence.
Did they get him?
Did they get him?
Honestly, I don't know, but it was scary because it just had an announcement and we all just had to hide under the table.
Oh, my God. Did on the PA system, did they play this? Clown encounters.
I'm not sure. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Byron, I love a crime show. Evie, love CSI. I love NCIS.
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Best.
All the above. Now,
Cagney and Lacey.
I have to get my gruesome
That's
on.
Very old school.
What was that one?
Cagney and Lacey.
Cagney what was that in the 50s?
Hill Street Blues.
Nah, okay. Just stick to NCIS. Now, a beloved member of our team has been stolen.
It almost is a person,
it's
isn't it?
It's family. And the reason it's family is because we use it every day. Our guests, our celebrities that come in, use it. You loved it, Evie Jones. I loved it. It was our basketball hoop.
Oh, it's
our branded
gone.
Fifi Fev and Byron little mini basketball hoop. Because in between ads, we screw up our paper. We throw it in. We have fun. We play with it.
Do.
Byron and I took it to Crown Casino. Kobe Bryant flew from America just to play hoops with us.
He loved it. He loved playing.
He wanted to take it with him. I said, no, it's ours. We came in yesterday. And it's been stolen.
Unbelievable.
Taken. I blame Husey.
really? There you solved the crime?
It's got to be someone to do with the Husey and Kate drive show because they're the only ones that use this this airlock because Carrie and Tommy
studio. Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy are never here. They're in another studio or at Carrie's granny flat. So therefore, they're not suspects.
Okay.
Oh, you've ruled Tommy, it out, have
and
you?
Tommy's been in Montreal, so therefore... He's not a suspect. The only, and Kate, and I'll take the Husey and Kate. Kate's in another country.
Bologna.
So if she's taken it, it's bloody good effort.
Good effort.
So the only person that's left in this studio is the person, Jack, who stands behind, does Byron's job.
And does it very well.
Is that all you're going to give?
Well, don't look at me like that.
Oh, I just thought you were going to give something else.
No,
like, I'm a bit more better than that. Yeah, I'm actually on the billboards. I'm on the show. My name's there.
A few strings in my bow.
Well, there you go. That's what I wanted.
There we go.
So I blame one Dave Hughes. The ducks of his school with only 30 people at it. I think he stole it.
All right, no, but surely...
I think he binned it.
You need proof, though. You can't just point the finger at Husey. Now there were
that's the thing,
surveillance Brian. Cameras are pointed at this studio.
There is.
Surely
everywhere.
We just review the tapes, we find the culprit, and we get on with life.
Well, I did go to review the tapes, Byron, and I got shut down pretty quick, saying, oh, I'm not going to go through 15 hours of tape. I said, I'll do it. So I went to have a look, and the camera that is pointed
There's
directly onto
here.
This... Ooh. Oh, geez.
There's security coming in here. No, sorry, he's bringing in a stripper.
Oh, that's a stripper.
Sorry, push on.
That's a stripper.
Bring him back
Stay
out.
On the swings, guys. Stay on the swings.
No, we suddenly saw security coming in. We thought, okay, but continue.
The camera that looks over our studio, doesn't work.
What? How convenient.
Oh, it's been broken and hasn't worked. So I think we have a conspiracy.
Total conspiracy.
And it got me thinking, guys, what have you been caught doing on camera? And let's not get dirty.
No one thought to get dirty.
I did. I actually got caught on camera the other week. I went around to my brother's house, and you'll probably see this on our Instagram page. I've just sent it to Leon, our producer. He's got a doorbell, which turns when you ring it. It turns into a camera.
Oh yeah.
And films, and it comes up on your phone.
I saw you with a whole heap of girls on it.
Yes,
they were all my nieces.
Yeah,
and your daughters.
My daughters. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can't talk about that stuff.
Anyway,
I was standing on his balcony and I was just minding my own business. He left the TV on. I was watching some little TV show. I was blowing it was really cold, so I was blowing air onto this leaf. Okay. Like a bit of smoke air. And he rang and said, mate, are you on my porch? Were you on my porch? I said, no.
You
and then he sent me the video and it was creepy because wow. I had no idea. Okay. I was caught.
All right. Yes,
out,
you were caught.
Red-handed.
Well, there are cameras wrong. Everywhere these days, except apparently pointed at our studio, which is frightening. Mm. Anyway, 131060, call us if you've been caught doing something on camera. Maybe you've caught someone else doing something on camera.
We just want it back.
My friends, Christy and Cam, they have two dogs. One of them used to be one of my foster dogs, so that's how I know them. They have this awesome doggy cam that they just watch all day long.
Of
their
dog
sleeping. But it's really cute because you'll catch them cuddling up to each other.
Oh, that's cute. What, the dogs? The dogs. Okay, thanks.
And they looked after my dogs and they were sending me videos.
Oh, that's so cute.
So cute.
Okay, we'll see if we can get something a bit more sorted than that on 131060.
Do you know that beautiful toy I got you the other week? The two teddy bears.
I've had that in my room.
Yeah, I know you have.
1019 The Fox.
We have, well, something of a whodunit here at the radio station.
Yes, we have a lot of questions. A lot of questions need to be asked, Byron, because our beloved basketball hoop, little mini basketball hoop.
It just sits above the trash can there.
Yeah, which is the perfect place to put it because we scrap our pieces of paper and we have a game and we throw it in, we throw our coffee cups in, with everything. We
just day I was ever here, I got something through that hoop and I was so excited. I still have the video, and sometimes when I'm sad, I go back and watch that video.
Brought a lot of great memories, Evie Jones. Kobe Bryant flew all the way from America
just to
play hoops with me, with our Fifi.
It was
Byron.
Paper toss challenge.
Yeah, and you know, those memories are gone.
Sometimes when I throw a coffee cup in it, sometimes I just leave a bit of coffee in it so it just gets that little bit more stained.
It's a beautiful piece of memorabilia. It is gone.
And it's been stolen, but I've gone back on the video evidence because there's a lot of cameras around the studio. At Fox, and it's been turned off, so I'm not quite sure what's happened.
Well, it's a cover-up, clearly.
It's a cover-up. Hasn't been caught on camera, and I blame, I think it's Dave Hughes, because Kate's overseas, Tommy was overseas, and Carrie's doesn't do the show from here. They do it from another venue, so they're the only people that use it. Tom and Ollie.
Those overnight guys. Two in the morning.
Well, they should be playing it. There's nothing else to do. God. I just don't know. But anyway, we said 131060. What did you get caught on camera doing? I said I was at my brother's house, rang the doorbell, got busted. Just hanging on his couch. Wow. Hanging on his porch.
Yep.
Marissa from Point Cook.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. What
did you get caught doing on camera?
It wasn't me.
Oh, that's what they all say, yep.
No. So she's got one of those doorbells, that video, Kate.
Yeah.
She's come home from a boozy night. Couldn't find her key, was falling over, woke up next morning, saw, looked over the vision, and we've all seen it, fallen over multiple times.
Oh, that's great.
That would just that be anyone so on good. I would hate to be filmed. This is why I'm glad that I'm old enough that I wasn't around in the days of YouTube. YouTube wasn't around. The things that we video now, remember when you're a teenager?
So, Evie, I actually said one day, I said, imagine, you know, when you go out and you get, you know, you have a big night and you're like, I can't really remember what happened. So imagine like if there was a camera strapped to your head, like a GoPro.
Yep.
And then I went to the 2009 Brownlow and a camera followed me around everywhere. And then I woke up the next morning and I literally realised everything that I did the night before.
Yes.
It was awful.
And it wasn't a mystery, was it?
No. I really want to go back to the days where everything was just a mystery.
You had to draw things.
Yeah. I want to go back to the places where there was no phones and no communication. Jeff from Ferntree Gully, good morning.
Morning. How are we?
Hi, good.
We're good, mate. What did you get busted doing?
Okay, you know where I was at the time, Fev, but down on Thompson's Road, down near Eastlink.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do work with Big Roads, and you get after us call out. And it was on a weekend, had a call out for debris on the road, and I drove out there's nothing there. You used to have to bring back Big Roads to close off the call out. So I went to the passenger side, and I was having a leak. It was early in the morning.
As you do.
And I said, mate, there's nothing here. I've driven everywhere. He goes, yeah, I know. I can see you.
Don't worry. I've been busted waiting on something too.
That got in the Herald Sun.
1019 The Fox.
Wow, how good was Feb last night on the all-new Monty, raising money and awareness for charity, testicular cancer.
Guilty.
But, you know, there was a lot of stripping action, Evie, last night on the show,
well,
after
the whole
all.
Point was a bit of a stripping action, wasn't it? To make us watch, and then we got the proper message.
The crescendo at the end there. Now, look, to critique Feb, I think it's important just for your own performance point of view for a professional to come in. So we've brought one of Australia's premier male strippers. Will Parfitt is here, guys. I mean, think Channing Tatum, but even hotter. Yeah. And here he is.
Oh, you're thanks for having me. Thanks
hotter than Channing.
Are you twins or is he like you related in any way?
I don't think you look anything like Channing Tatum.
I don't look like him.
Do people say that all the time?
I do get it a little bit. Maybe it's just the stripping thing.
That might be it. That's a good point.
Maybe they're not looking at you.
All right. Now, you've had a good look. You've reviewed the tape and we've played it back to you. We'd love your feedback here. You've looked at the performance. Feb, are you comfortable with a professional reviewing you?
Mate, I used to have a rig like that. I'm very comfortable.
What are you thinking, Will Parfitt, Australia's premier stripper?
Right. I'm thinking that the side-to-side movements are like this. You need to work more on the body roll. So
he does.
The body roll definitely needs some work. So chest out, and then down to the hips.
Really?
Then your hips. Oh god.
Yeah, definitely needs some work.
This will all be an Instagram story. Yeah. Well,
just 5 minutes in the mirror every day. That's it. That's what I'd recommend.
Can you just give me a little show how to do it?
Did you want a little preview?
We'll do that in a bit.
We'll do a strip. We'll
Evie, can you be a professional?
Hey, we've got to get to the job before we get to the party.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, we'll do it in a minute.
Okay. any other thoughts other than his chest rolling?
I reckon, on you or on just any of
the other blokes?
So that's all he had was just me roll. That was it. And that's all I had to get. Everything else on point. Thank you, Will.
I was impressed. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You're a big unit, so you can do slow movements, own the stage.
Yeah.
That's what I'd recommend.
What about the other guys? I mean, who stood out?
I reckon
Dipper.
Dipper definitely needs some work. I mean, he looked like he didn't want to be there, to be honest.
Well, he wanted to be there. He just had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah, I reckon it was
a bit of John Wood action. John Wood.
John Wood definitely needs a bit more work on those body rolls as well. I reckon you two need to practice together.
John Wood.
And Matty J.
He actually looked like a stripper. I was impressed.
Yeah, he was.
He had the rig for it.
But could he move?
Yeah, he was the most similar to a male stripper, I'd say.
Yeah, and he looked
apart
like
from
one,
you.
What
yeah.
about
Thank
you,
Will.
What about George Burgess?
Yeah, he looked good.
Did he move okay?
He was the big rugby player.
Yeah, he did. He was getting into it.
Yeah, he loved it.
He was loving it.
He spent a lot of time in the mirror.
Yeah, you could tell he was loving it up there.
Now, we've got a lot of people that have come into the airlock.
Why is suddenly so many
of an audience?
Evie Jones obviously wants you to get your clothes off. So, why not? Show me. You said I needed you my body roll. Can you take your kit off and show me? We'll do it together.
Let's do it.
Okay, so they'll be off mic briefly, and this will all play out on video.
All for you.
You can just explain what you're seeing as these guys really do a demo here.
Jumpers off. Feb. Oh.
There's some strutting going on.
Yeah, take your shirt off, Will. Take it off. Oh, he's going to take it off. Wow. He's going to take it off properly.
Okay, Feb's just taken Will's shirt off. Oh, my God. Will can do handstands.
He did the worm. My God. He just ripped his shirt off.
Feb can't do that.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
Oh, wow.
I'm laughing it out there. Amanda's losing it.
Our boss has lost
the
plot.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Feb is throwing the handstand. That's the most ungraceful snake.
Went into a breakdance.
All right.
You got to rip it off, Feb.
Okay,
it'll all play out
on our Instagram. There we go. You've all had your fun.
Hey!
Okay.
His bum is brown even.
Wow. Well, he's gone the all over tan, clearly.
Oh, my goodness. Feb loves touching men, doesn't he?
Okay. We just want to thank Will Parfitt for that demonstration.
Well,
I ripped my only shirt.
Jeez.
No, look, it was worth it. We'll buy you another.
Artistic point of view. Thank you very much, Will. Now, look, if you want to book Will for your next party, magicmen.com.au, magicmen.com.au. Or hit up his Insta, Will_Parfitt with a double T on the end. Get around, Will.
And what part of the act?
Well, Will, that's up to Will. It's his.
Everybody wants to get in on the act.
Feet, Feb.
Yeah, we need to sign you up to Magic Men, I reckon. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So you'll get more people there.
Hey! And Feb, you'll regret this, but that will all go up on our Insta story.
You don't know me too well, mate.
You
are going to love it.
Thief, Thief, Empire. Thanks for coming in, Will.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Give us a call right now. The lines are open, 13 10 60. If you collect these Woolworths Lion King Ushies, 13 10 60, what's this about? Everyone's going mad for these things. So call us if you're into them. Maybe brag about whatever little Ushi you've got. 13 10 60. Well, Evie Jones, what is going on?
I'm confused about these things. Ushies, I don't know why they're called Ushies, but they're, you know, both Coles and Woolworths, they've gone head to head with these little collectible things, right? So Coles, you have the little chop and
shop.
Woolworths has Ushies. Oh, they have the Lion King Ushies, Disney's Lion King. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, there's one little lion that is super, super, ultra, ultra, super, super rare.
Yes.
And someone had one.
It's the furry Simba.
In Adelaide,
yes,
and they put it on eBay, and they sold it for 99,000. No, 999,000.
What? No, 99,900.
Okay, $100,000.
Still a lot for a little toy lion.
Yes, but as we, you know, we had this story on Monday, and I was a bit skeptical, and it has failed. The bidder was a failed bidder, so it might have been some kid that's just gone on there, but it got up to 108. Bids.
That's not funny though. If your kid is bidding online with your money, $100,000 for a little lion, that's not
do
very
they have
fun.
To, if
funny.
They bid it, don't you have to click that button that says confirm and commit?
I've never have to pay. Off eBay. Have you bought?
No, I haven't bought anything off eBay, but I wouldn't be buying an Ushi for $100,000.
I buy things off eBay all the time, and I tell you right now, you cannot pull back. You have if you've committed.
Well, if you don't have the money, you just don't pay for it. That's probably what's happened.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that for $1 million. Where's $1 million? Don't have it. Okay. Back online.
Point is, people are going mad for, regardless of the ins and outs of how eBay operates, people are going mad about these Ushies, including Amy in Belgrave. It's an unlikely person in her household that is obsessed with them.
Ames, good morning.
Good morning.
You collecting the Ushies?
Tried to collect them for my 2-year-old niece. I thought I'd be a nice auntie, but my 24-year-old boyfriend absolutely loves them.
Are they squishy?
Has hijacked them.
Are they hard? Are they squishy? What's the go?
They're squishy, and we were both complaining about how much energy's probably gone into these stupid little plastic things. But apparently, one sold online, like you guys were just talking about, for $100,000.
Fev sort of blew the roof off that. That's apparently an urban myth. But still, I mean, just you should, in future, can you just pretend that is the story?
Nah, don't want to lie to our listeners.
Sort of kick the fun out of it.
Not really. There's still people still collecting them, and you can buy them. One's gone for $10,000.
Well, actually, that's still a lot for a little Ushi. Yeah.
Go on to eBay now and have a look.
We've got Michelle from Melton West. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Are you obsessed also?
My children are.
Are they?
Not me so much.
So do you shop at Woolworths normally, or have you just gone to Woolworths because of these certain collectibles you can collect? Because that's the key.
I don't normally shop at Woolworths, but a grandmother of the children has got them involved in the collection. So now I have transferred my shopping to Woolworths.
Well, there you go. Well, it's worked on you. How much do you have to spend to collect one?
$30.
$30.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And is it in a package where you actually can't see? So when you open them,
that's correct.
So we want the furry Simba. I mean, I know it wasn't 100, but it's 10. Furry Simba.
I'm on the eBay now, and you can pretty much get one for $2.50.
Got the Simba.
But there is a gold one. It's actually gold, and that's $50.
Wow.
You can get it.
Because Coles are also doing the new little shop twos, and that was a big thing last year. Remember, Fee loved it. She was trying to collect them all.
People got obsessed. Aldi have come out and said, we're not going to get involved in these silly little toys. And Aldi have just said...
Aldi sell cars in their supermarkets.
Yeah.
They don't need to sell these
selling
little
bowling
things.
Balls.
They've got everything, mate.
You go in to get some pasta and you're like, I didn't know I needed a banana.
you need to lie down.
You need to sleep.
Okay.
You're living in a resort every day and head to MandalayLiving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.